Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, October 30th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the campaign shifts to get out the vote mode, and House candidates make their closing arguments. Candidates for statewide offices are now shifting the focus of their campaigns to making sure their supporters come out to vote on Tuesday. Party leaders say they've come to expect a drop-off in voters from the presidential elections. The drop-off can make a huge difference in who wins and loses in off-year elections. And as Tom Scheck reports, the effort started yesterday, the get-out-the-vote effort, that is, with the launch of a bus tour from the state capitol.
Let's hear it for our DFL ticket, folks! Are we going to win on November 4th?
The DFL party is hoping this bus tour featuring Governor Mark Dayton, Senator Al Franken, and Minnesota House Majority Leader Aaron Murphy will bring some energy to the closing days of the campaign. But the real work on getting out the vote is happening in union halls and campaign offices across the state.
So, going to Maplewood.
At a union hall in Little Canada, Monica Weber is organizing volunteers who are going out to knock on doors for DFL candidates. Weber is one of 400 organizers whom the DFL party, the candidates, and their affiliated groups have hired to help turn out the vote. She's been doing this work for four campaign cycles. Weber said the goal is to identify core supporters and ensure that they vote.
We talk to people, and so we're able to go through and see if they're supporting us or see if they voted by mail early, because if they voted early, we're not going to talk to them again. And we just go on from there.
The DFL party has always emphasized this boots-on-the-ground approach when it comes to campaigning, but DFL party chair Ken Martin says the party is spending more time and money on get-out-the-vote efforts than usual this year. He says both Dayton and Franken won their first terms only after statewide recounts. Martin also says Democrats lost several key contests in 2010 when their core supporters stayed home, and they're determined not to let that happen again.
In midterm elections, our biggest enemy as Democrats is the base not showing up. And so for us, the get out the vote operation is absolutely the antidote to voter apathy.
Martin says one way the party is trying to boost turnout is by bringing in nationally known Democrats, including Bill and Hillary Clinton, Vice President Joe Biden, and First Lady Michelle Obama. But Democrats aren't the only ones making an extra effort to turn out the vote.
Good evening. Is Lawrence available, please?
Ryan Cahill is calling supporters at the Republican Party's Eagan office, one of 18 across Minnesota. With a cell phone in one hand and an iPad in another, Cahill is calling Republican and independent voters throughout the state. He goes through a script trying to determine how people on the other end of the line are going to vote.
First question, can we count on your vote for Mike McFadden, John Klein, Jeff Johnson, and State Rep. Tony Albright? Great, we really appreciate the support.
Matt Pagano is the political director for the Republican Party of Minnesota. He says Republicans are investing more this year in get-out-the-vote efforts than in past elections. He said he's pleased with the energy he's seeing at offices like this one.
So a lot of the races for legislature, for statewide, and the last several cycles have been very, very close. And so when you look at races that have a margin of a few hundred votes, this is the difference.
Both parties have been encouraging people to vote early. A new law allowing no-excuse absentee voting allows people to vote by mail or at a polling place before Election Day. Both sides say the measure allows them to bank votes early and concentrate their efforts on those who have yet to vote. As of last week, more than 70,000 people had already voted. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Democrats and Republicans running for the Minnesota House are making their final arguments to voters in several key districts about why their side should have majority control for the next 2 years. In most cases, DFL candidates are stressing an agenda that they contend will build on their accomplishments of the past 2 years. Republican candidates are pushing the need for change without offering too many specifics. Tim Pugmire has more.
Voters in the Twin Cities suburb of Shoreview got a glimpse of where state government might be headed earlier this month at a League of Women Voters forum.
What is your top priority in 2015-16 legislature?
Heidi Gunderson, the Republican challenger in House District 42B, had the first crack at the question. Gunderson said her focus would be on trimming a state budget that she believes is too big.
I think that our current level of spending is unsustainable. We've had budget shortfalls 6 out of the last 7 months and tax increases, and that's got to stop. I think we need to get back to basics, and I think we need to prioritize needs versus wants, and that's why I'm running.
Gunderson is trying to unseat first-term DFL Representative Jason Isaacson, who zeroed in on education with his answer. Isaacson said he wants to make sure students are better prepared for available high-skilled jobs.
Some folks don't want to go to college. They want to get a trade degree and they want to go out and start making some money. And the reality is that our high schools are no longer preparing people for that avenue as a viable way in a career. And we need to fix that.
The battle for majority control is being waged in less than 24 of the state's 134 House districts. House Speaker Paul Thiessen has been campaigning in many of those districts, making the case for DFL incumbents. During a stop last week in St. Cloud, Thiessen said that Democrats want to continue moving Minnesota forward.
We've made a lot of progress in the state, and the economy is doing well, and people just want to continue that progress.
If the House remains in DFL hands, Thiessen said the list of priorities includes transportation funding, child care tax credits, and tuition freezes for public colleges and universities. Democrats are also talking about stronger parental leave laws and further efforts to hold down property taxes. Thiessen said he hasn't heard Republicans offering similar details.
I think that there has been a big lack of ideas on the Republican side about what specifics they would do, what they would do if they took control, other than to block progress we've been making.
Republicans have been trying to convince voters that one-party rule the past 2 years has been bad for the state. House GOP Minority Leader Kurt Dowd points to increased taxes, increased spending, a $90 million Senate office building, and problems associated with the state's new health insurance exchange, MinSure.
I'm not surprised that they want to talk about what they're going to do for the next 2 years, because if I was them, I would want to do anything but talk about what they've done for the last 2 years.
Dowd said he's been focusing on the election more than what comes after, but he insists Republicans have a vision for governing. Dowd said they would prioritize transportation spending on roads and bridges, stabilize funding for nursing homes, and close the racial achievement gap in public schools. He said they'll also help businesses grow jobs with lower taxes and fewer regulations.
We're going to approach it much the way we have in the past. We're going to make the priority Minnesotans, Minnesota families, and we're going to identify the problems that we think Minnesotans care about. And we're going to work together with whoever will work with us to find solutions for those problems.
The DFL currently holds a 12-seat advantage in the House. Republicans need to pick up 7 seats to win majority control. No matter who controls the House, Democrats will remain in charge of the state Senate. Senators aren't up for election this year. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.